Can you please describe a little bit what the repression from the police was like during the summit? We remember all the pictures where like hundreds of people were sitting in the cold streets of Copenhagen, right next to each other, behind each other, and then were brought to prison. What happened to the
I mean, the
COP15?
whole oppression started way beyond the actual summit, because we were the police were surveilling us on our phones and our homes, and individuals were stopped on the street. People have been arrested by civilian cops on the street during the summit, and homes and sleeping places for activists was raided, and so on and so on. And I think the whole surveillance of the police and how they actually acted by arresting all the people during December, like the mass arrestment, there was over thousands of people arrested and released again within 12 hours, which means none of them has been charged for anything, or at least there's a really, really few people that have been charged. But just the whole picture the police made of violent activists being in Copenhagen at that point was just really, it was a false picture, and set up so they could put us in a corner where they could do whatever they wanted. That's at least how I see it, looking back at it. And I think that picture made out what the verdict against me and Tanny has been today.
Okay, and now there was a sentence, like you said, a lot of people have not been charged with anything, but some people have been charged. Two people from Climate Justice Action were sentenced to from the trial, from the court, because of an action with the Reclaim Power demonstration. What do they claim you have done? Like, what did you wrong? What is your crime?
The police claim that we did violence against police and sabotage and disturbing of public order and forcing ourselves into illegal areas. So it's four different verdicts that we are all been charged of. And me and Tanny was only the spokesperson for a whole network called Climate Justice Action that was on consensus agreeing at doing a disobedient action the 16th of December, and we were the spokesperson for this network, so we never actually did any of the charges, and no one on the day of the action has been charged for any of the verdicts that we have been charged for now. We were standing on the sound truck. And being spokesperson for this network, as we have been for 3 months, 3 or 4 months beforehand. But on the day when we were on the soundtrack, we were taken down and put in jail for 6 days. And now, 1 year after, we have been declared guilty in those four different charges that no one is actually charged for doing in physical matter. We are just charged for what do you call it when you're telling people to do something.